This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As two more journalists are killed overnight covering the war in Gaza, the United Nations says it's alarmed by the historically high death toll, with nearly 80 media workers killed since October.
Dadi Sanhamza and Agent France press freelancer Mustafa Tarer were returning from an assignment Sunday when an Israeli airstrike hit their vehicle. The Israeli military told Reuters that the IDF had identified and struck a terrorist, and it was aware of the reports that two other suspects in that vehicle were also hit. The two journalists killed Sunday are the latest to die in what watchdogs say is an unparalleled death toll for media in war. As of Monday, at least 79 journalists have been killed, nearly all Palestinian, says the Committee to Protect Journalists. The high rate over a short period alarmed the United Nations. A spokesperson Monday reiterated calls that journalists not be targeted. The International Criminal Court confirms to Reporters Without Borders that crimes against journalists are included in its investigation into the war. Jessica Jareet, VOA News.
The White House will review Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's lack of disclosure on his hospital stay.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters aboard Air Force One the administration will see if procedures need to be changed.
We'll do what's akin to a hot wash.
Secretary Austin was hospitalized Monday, January 1st. President Biden found out Thursday. Kirby says there's an expectation cabinet members notify up the chain of command. Still, the administration stands by him.
No plans for anything other than for Secretary Austin to stay in the job.
Kirby says Austin resumed his duties from the hospital. The Pentagon has refused to offer details about his initial medical procedure on December 22nd and what brought him back. I'm Julie Walker.
You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States and United Kingdom say the elections that extended Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's rule were not credible, free, and fair. Hasina's party won more than two-thirds of the parliamentary seats contested Sunday, while turnout was low and the main opposition party boycotted. Violence and arrest of political opponents had occurred in the weeks leading up to the vote. The U.S. said the elections were not free and fair, and the U.K. said they fell short of democratic standards. Hasina said Monday the elections were free and fair. Nigeria's president has suspended the country's Minister of Humanitarian Affairs and Poverty Alleviation over the use of a private bank account for ministry financial transactions in the government's social welfare program. President's office says Nigeria's anti-corruption agency will investigate the entire framework of Nigeria's social investment programs. President Bola Tinubu was elected last year after promising to rid Africa's most populous country of chronic corruption and extreme poverty. In a country where the government's austerity measures have further squeezed millions of people, many Nigerians have called for the minister to be fired. A new migrant caravan of approximately 2,000 people headed toward the border with U.S. formed in southern Mexico on Monday.
A couple of days after a 4,000-person caravan traveling through southern Mexico was broken up, a new convoy of 2,000 people has formed there. This is Honduran migrant Fidel Sanchez. We want to be given the opportunity to come to Mexico City and be able to buy a piece of land and live in Mexico City. The new group is mostly made up of people that have been on the move since Christmas Eve, who say the Mexican government's promises of transit visas last week never materialized. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
President Luis Ignacio Lula da Silva vowed Monday that there will be no pardon for supporters of ex-president Jair Bolsonaro, who rioted the Capitol a year ago, as Brazil marked the anniversary of the attacks.
Speaking in the main entry hall of Congress in Brasilia, one of three buildings far-right rioters invaded that day, along with the presidential palace and Supreme Court next door, the veteran leftist said Brazil's democracy needed protecting. Lula says all those who financed, planned, and committed this coup attempt must be made examples of and punished, unquote. The riots were the culmination of months of tension in Brazil around the October 2022 elections, in which Lula narrowly beat Bolsonaro to return to office for a third term. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Authorities say an explosion at a historic Texas hotel Monday injured 21 people and trapped some in the basement before they were found by rescue crews. One person was in critical condition. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.